When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
What'd you do to the chicken?
Spatchcocked.
You spatchcocked the chicken?
I spatchcocked the chicken. It was my first time spatchcocking.
I'm a grown man.
Yeah.
I've never spatchcocked a chicken.
Then you're not a grown man.
Really?
At least according to my faith.
So your faith says to be a grown man, you have to spatchcock a chicken.
Yeah, that's one of the things you have to do. Spatchcock a chicken.
You held it down with a brick?
I held it down after I spatchcocked it.
Really?
Yeah.
So you don't hold it down, then spatchcock it?
No, it would make the spatchcocking very difficult. You gotta just spatchcock it on its own.
Really?
Then you hold it down, and I used a brick.
Man, you think you know a guy.
Yeah.
And there you are. This is last night.
Last night.
Spatchcocked a chicken.
Yeah, and I'm here today.
Unbelievable.
I don't care.
You don't care at all.
No. And not only did I spatchcock it, I bragged about it. I went on Twitter. I'm like, just spatchcocked a chicken.
What was the response?
Overwhelming.
People were horrified?
A combination. Horrified and like, now you're a man.
Or like me, impressed.
A little bit of that.
I'm completely
kind of
impressed.
A mixed bag.
I guess I've never expected to be impressed by you.
No, why would you?
I feel like this changes our dynamic a little bit.
A little bit. Suddenly I'm the alpha, you're the omega.
I don't mind being the omega.
No, you like that.
I feel like that's healthy.
No? It's not. I mean, you're thinking of omega threes.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So healthy, good.
Welcome! To Mates.
To Mates. That stands for Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
I am Tom.
I'm Mike. Now, this is the podcast for all you new viewers.
Where, no.
What?
New? We're bringing them in?
Sure. Leaps and bounds every day.
Really, huh?
Leaps and bounds
we're
are coming in.
We're still ascendant then.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Oh, yeah.
We're not on the downside
of
the
mountain. No. Our year-over-year growth projections just came in.
And? You know I don't read that stuff. You read that stuff. You peruse it. You're so into it.
Well, when you...
I don't care. I got to get to the ball.
That's why I'm the CFO.
Yep.
I'm not only a co-host. I'm also the CFO.
Chief fucking officer.
Yep. Of Mates Worldwide Headquarters, Mates Incorporated, LLC, copyright 2014.
I got a couple of titles, but I just never was too interested in... What are my titles?
You're the CQD...
All right.
And the
Chief Quacking Duck.
And the OMD. You're the Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark.
Oh, awesome. Well, I love that.
That's a good one to be.
Oh, yeah.
We fought over that one.
Oh, that's... I don't mind that one at all.
No.
OMD is fantastic.
I don't know why you don't put it on your masthead because, you know, you fought so hard to get it. You got it.
The only reason it's not there is because I haven't yet got the masthead. I ordered it.
I know.
It hasn't come yet.
I know.
As soon as I get that masthead...
I got to call those guys.
OMD is coming right on it.
I got to call those guys.
I feel like they're a little... They say they're going to deliver. They don't deliver. Yeah, no, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take care of you. There's a lot of that.
Right.
I'm making some gravy.
Right.
I take issue with that, too.
I don't like when he's making the gravy.
I don't like it so much.
It's not gravy. It's pasta sauce.
It's pasta sauce to me. It's like,
you could call it red sauce. You call it marinara sauce.
You coming out here. Tell me what I'm doing. Get out of here. Right. To me, gravy is what you do. You spatchcock a chicken. You take some of the juices. Right. You fire some flour in there. You mix it on up.
Right.
You got gravy.
That's gravy.
That's gravy. Comes from meat.
You might take some stock. You pour the stock in.
Sure, a little stock.
You might get some onions.
Hook it on up there. Stir it on up. Put some onions in there. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's gravy.
That's gravy.
That is sauce.
It's
sauce. That's some tomato. That's
some mozzarella.
Yeah, some mozzarella. You get some onions in there. Yeah, sure. Onions and sauce. Onions and gravy.
Pasta sauce. That's your sauce.
Pasta sauce.
That's sauce.
So, fucking Carmine, you know, we
say... I'm going to take care of you. Carmine, Remember 2 months ago, you're going to have the masthead to me in 3 days.
What am I, a fucking printer? That's what you said you were. You said you were a commercial printer.
You're a commercial printer, so you could get the masthead to me right away. Hey, I got a lot of fucking things on the go here. Hey,
don't fucking bust my balls. I said I get you the masthead.
You said Carmine in 3 days. 3 business days.
Yeah.
Okay. But that was months ago. That was a month ago, Carmine. Hey, enough of nothing, which I don't understand why he says that.
Right.
So I say, can you get it to me? You said you're going to get it to me 30 days ago. It's been 30 days. Hey, not for nothing.
Right.
I don't understand that. I don't know. What am I supposed to say when Carmine says to me, not for nothing?
He's hoping you're going to say, forget about it.
I see.
That's what he's hoping.
But I paid already.
You paid a lot.
I want the masthead.
Through the nose.
Where am I going to put OMD? On my hair?
No. You could get it tattooed.
But then I see it look weird on my hair. Yeah. Can you tattoo hair?
No.
Probably. You can do anything these days, not for nothing.
With the technology they got these days.
You can do most anything, not for nothing.
You could put a picture on an ice cream cake.
It's unbelievable.
We got a heck of a show for you today.
We got a big show!
In a way...
Go on.
In a way, I feel like it's a gesture of... It's a conciliatory gesture, I feel like, today.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know?
Yeah, I do. I fully agree with that.
And we don't make conciliatory gestures lightly.
Not often.
But there are times where you feel like, you know what? I gotta smoke them the peace pipe.
If I'm gonna do this show, I'm gonna do it to the best of my abilities. And that means even though I wanna reach for the more glamorous item, the show pony, I want to trot that sucker out there. Sometimes the donkey in the back has got to get its due. I don't want to do it necessarily.
You got to
do it. Like you say, sometimes it's just a conciliatory gesture. You just have to do it because you don't want people to go, you know what? They're great. Yes, they're the best in the snack game, but they're front runners.
Yeah.
No one has ever said that about us.
And they never will.
And they never will.
We're not front runners.
No, sir.
We play it straight.
No.
We go across the board.
Often we're in the back.
Yeah,
sometimes. Making jokes.
Sometimes we're leading from the back. Sometimes we're leading from the front. Sometimes we're right in the middle of the pack. You know, just making sure everybody's okay.
We know who we are. We're the best in the snack game. We know that. But we don't need to put that in your face.
And we're not going
to
brag about it. You're never going to hear us say it. You're never going to hear us say, we are the best in the snacking.
We're not guys out there getting photo ops done on us. We're working hard.
Right.
Why we're the best is because we do the back, the middle, and the front.
Also, there's the purr system.
Pick a snack.
Eat a snack.
Rate a snack.
And we developed that over years, trial and error.
Yeah.
And now...
It used to be, remember back in the day, we were trying to figure out our system?
Well, you'd rate the snack before you picked it.
We had the rubbit system.
Oh, it's terrible.
That was dumb. The rubbit system.
Right.
You just rub it all over you.
Yeah. It didn't even stand for anything.
No, rub it.
Such
system.
A stupid system.
It was
system.
So dumb. We'd rub the snack and then it'd be like, is
now
it good
what?
Or bad?
Yeah.
Well, I guess the people might want to know.
Yep.
It didn't convey anything about the snack except our bodies were covered in it. It was the rub it system was, those were dark days.
Dark days. Did we have a good time with it? Sure we did.
It was hilarious.
But you're not conveying a lot of information that way.
No.
You're just rubbing a lot of fucking snacks all over yourself.
You're becoming a YouTube sensation.
God,
that's not who we are.
No, who we are is
we are people who rate snacks.
Yes, that's who we are.
What we do is rate snacks.
What we do
what
is
we're about.
Yes, is respect for women. Who I am.
You're a guy who's just getting the shit kicked out of him in a locker room by a coach.
That's right.
That's who you are.
That's who I am.
It's not what you're about. What you're about is respect
and
for
it's
women.
It's not what I do.
What you do is rate snacks.
So today's episode, kind of a conciliatory gesture, and there's a backstory to this.
Not even kind of.
It is.
It is a conciliatory gesture.
There's a backstory.
Yeah.
A couple of episodes back,
mm-hmm.
Tom and I, we were not kind to mm-hmm. somebody.
No, we were not.
And in this game...
We make no apologies.
No apologies, because we play it straight.
Yeah, we play it straight.
Right down the middle, kids.
Remember when Rob Burnett was on and you were like, I play it straight.
Oh, yeah. He was furious with
me. He was really mad.
And I got mad at him.
He got mad at you and you got mad at him.
He accused me of not playing it straight.
And you were like, I play it straight.
You can accuse me of a lot of things.
Yeah.
Don't accuse me of not playing it straight.
Thank heavens we had a near life-threatening injury.
Yeah, thank God my kid broke his arm or else it would have come to blows between me.
It would have been awful. And it's just like the thing that happens in movies. Two guys about to go to blows and one goes like, Johnny's on the train!
Right, Johnny's on the train!
Johnny's off the train!
Johnny's, okay.
And then you got to go save Johnny. And then the two of you don't come to blows and then you find some kind of reconciliation.
Well, there's common ground. You find the common ground.
Right. Thank heavens you guys did.
So, a couple of episodes back, We had a snack.
Yeah.
Nabisco ginger snaps.
Ginger snaps.
And ginger snaps did not fare well with the purse system.
They bullshitted us.
It was a lie from start to finish.
They bullshitted us, and then they tried to think that they could sneak under the radar with their bullshit, and nuh-uh.
No. Nuh-uh.
Nuh-uh.
So.
But we, you know, look, Nabisco.
You are who you are. You're giants.
You're giants. You're a player on the snack game. And we can't be bought, but we both felt, oh, we eviscerated those some bucks. Oh,
they deserve another shot, right?
That's what it was.
You know, they stepped into the ring. They got their asses handed to them. They want a rematch. What are we going to do? No rematch. No rematch.
No, we're not those guys.
We're not those guys.
No, we're not about ego, because you can't be about ego. We can't make the snack about us. And I think that is the unwitting key that we somehow locked onto, which has propelled us to greatness.
You're never going to hear us say we're the best in the snack game.
No, and we are. We're
unquestionably. No, we're miles ahead. No, leagues ahead of anybody else.
No one's even close.
There's not even a competition.
No, but you'll never hear us say that.
We're not going to, because we're not about that. It's not about us.
It's not about us.
It's about you, the viewers, and it's about the snacks.
And we tabled that? We tabled
the discussion about whether or not we're putting the discussion to bed.
Right. So we don't know whether the viewers
are. We do not.
But we tabled the discussion about it. Copy that.
It's not about us.
It's not about us. We're the best. Why would we want to make it about us?
All we are is, you know what we are? We're vessels. We're conduits. Snacks literally go through us.
They literally go through us.
Yes.
That's poetry, my friend.
It's profound. That's why I'm the best in the game.
Yeah, you are. I look at you and I'm like, that guy.
Yes.
Is number two.
You'll never hear me say that I'm number one, but.
Right.
I thank you for acknowledging it.
I acknowledge
so this time
that you're number two.
We said, Nabisco, you got your rematch, kid.
Yeah, we did say that to them, because it's again not about us. It's not even about them.
No.
It's about the snack game.
It's about you guys.
It's about everybody who appreciates sitting down having a snack.
Except us.
It's not about us, I'm trying to say.
Right. So but we appreciate having a snack. But it's not about us.
No one appreciates it more than us.
We're the best in the game.
There's no one better than us.
No. I mean, look. You got your... I don't even know who else is out there.
Yeah. But you'll never hear us say that.
No.
No.
I'm not trying to denigrate anybody else.
No. We don't try to make ourselves feel better by putting other people down.
That's not what we do.
It's not what... What we do is we rate snacks. And what we are about...
Respect for women.
And who Michael is...
Who I am is I'm the guy getting his...
Ass kicked,
yeah, ass
in the locker room
by a coach. So we said, Nabisco, come on into the ring.
Hey, Nabisco.
Bring the best that you got.
With quavering voices, they replied, yes.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Right. Hey, Nabisco.
Yes.
You wanted a rematch?
Yes.
Come take a shot. Come take the belt, Nabisco.
You want a shot at the champ?
Right.
We didn't say that.
No.
Because we don't want to portray ourselves
arrogant.
As champs. We're not arrogant guys.
That's the last thing we are.
Good-looking guys.
Very good-looking guys.
But not
great
arrogant.
Great personality. Smart, too.
Smart guys.
You got to be smart in the snack game.
Oh, you don't
keep
survive
your head
if you're not smart.
Well, you know what happens? People get their heads turned all kinds of different ways. Oh, flash, cash, glamour, dash. Yeah. That's not us.
No, we're not flash, cash, dash. We're not flash cash. Oh, we might be flash cash dash, but we're not flash cash glamour dash.
We wouldn't be that.
That's not us.
You can do it. You can do it for 6 months.
Go ahead and do it for a while.
They're going to find you face down in a gutter.
Yeah.
They're going to find you dead.
For 3 months, you'll think this is the best thing ever.
And it will be.
Living the high life.
Sure.
Bridge and tunnel crowd.
Yep.
Just lording it over people.
Uh-huh.
Out till 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, free appetizers everywhere you go.
But next thing you know, you're in the gutter.
Dead.
Puke running down your shirt. You don't care. You're dead.
Right. What happened to that guy? Oh.
Dead.
Flash cash glamour dash. So we said, Nabisco, you want a shot at the champ. You bring the best that you got.
Mm-hmm.
They said, let us go away and let us think about it.
Yeah. I thought they were going to come up with their latest and greatest.
They could have come up with anything.
Yeah. They're Nabisco.
No shortage of products.
A lot of products. But folks, what we have here today, and I feel... You ever seen that great Scorsese movie, Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Yes.
And at one point, they have to choose what they think is the chalice of Christ.
Right.
Do you remember this?
Yeah. They got to choose what they think is the
chalice of Christ. And in choosing the chalice of Christ, one of the guys...
Mm-hmm. Idiot. Fucking idiot.
One of the fucking idiot picks the shiniest.
Right.
most exotic and beautiful looking chalice.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's dead like that. It's beautiful.
Right. It's got to be Christ. It's beautiful.
And then you got the comedy guy that Scorsese puts in there, and he says, he chose poorly.
Yeah. We know he chose poorly.
Yeah, because he's dead. He melted to shit. Good moment.
Good moment.
Yeah. And then Harrison Ford.
Yeah. Love that
he
guy.
He looks around, and he picks the most earnest,
humble,
plain, humble-looking, woodworked?
Sure.
Chalice that he can find, made by a carpenter's hand.
The most vanilla-looking chalice you can find.
Uh-huh. And, Michael, that equates to what we have here.
Yeah.
In our hands today, folks, Nilla wafers.
Nilla wafers. Nilla wafers. Nilla wafers.
Nilla wafers.
Nilla wafers.
Nilla wafers. Pew, 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 pew.
Stormtroopers hitting the ground.
Nilla wafers.
Today.
Now, they're doing a lot of things right out of the gate.
Yeah.
Simple packaging. And I like what it says. I like their logo for Nilla wafers.
It says, it's got the big red Nabisco color triangle on the side, Nabisco. And then in the same color, it says Nilla, big letters, smaller letters underneath, wafers, Nilla wafers. And then underneath there, the catchphrase.
Simple goodness.
Don't mind that, folks.
Don't mind it.
Not trying to impress me.
No, you're just saying, you know, you want something just to kind of tide you over. Something you're going to enjoy.
And after Nabisco took the kidney punch, went home pissing blood, I am impressed with them that they come back. Could have brought us anything.
Yeah.
On their knees, could have brought them. But instead, it's the humble chalice.
It's, you know, to me that says.
It's a goblet.
Nabisco, you're a class act. Uh-huh. You're a classy organization.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't afraid to bring your most humble offering. I like humility in a snack company.
I like humility in general.
I don't, but in a snack company, I like humility.
That's funny because you are the most humble man I have ever met.
What are you never going to hear me saying? I'm the best in the snack game.
No.
Never going to hear me say that.
No, because of what? Your humility.
You know what it is? I prostrate myself before the greats. As it happens, I happen to be one of the greats.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said prostate.
But, yeah, I know you said prostate, but I wasn't going to point that out. You pointed it out. Sometimes we do that. We could skate, but sometimes we point it out on each other. But this time you pointed it out on yourself. You outed yourself. You
that
know
was
why?
Three
you're humble.
Three. Humble, so
you're,
humble.
You're so humble.
Pious almost.
You're so humble.
Ugh.
You spatchcock a chicken.
Yeah.
But you're not going to talk about it.
I tweeted it.
I didn't talk about it. It's not the same thing.
No.
I didn't hear you talk. Well, I heard you talking about it this morning.
I came in and told you.
You came
about
in
it.
Bragging about
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, guess what I did?
And I'm like, what now?
Right.
You're like, spatchcocked a chicken.
Jaw hit floor.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I
and
did.
And you did. I was like, I don't even know what your spatchcock is.
Yep.
Yeah, but I would never hear you say that.
No, why would
you're,
I?
You're humble.
Humble.
So here, folks, the Nilla wafers. You know, they got a little tab here, lift tab to open. Simple. It's completely reasonably priced.
You know what I like about the Nilla wafer packaging?
Got expiration date on this?
There's nothing. There's no explosions. There's no bright colors. There's no exclamation marks.
Uh-huh.
There's no funny characters. It's just simple goodness.
I look at this box, this packaging. This could have been on the shelf 60 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed?
Yeah, absolutely.
Simple yellow packaging. Here's the test, though. Last week...
It wasn't last week, but it was a few episodes ago.
Yeah, it was like 19 episodes ago. Who can keep track? All we do is snacks, right? So I think, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
So we took them to task because the picture on the front of their box...
Of ginger snaps,
did in no way resemble what was inside the box. Classic mistake.
Oh.
You just can't... do that. I can't emphasize it enough. I think I just did emphasize it enough.
You've emphasized it, I thought, just enough. It's why we're the best in the game.
Right. But you're not going to hear us say that.
Of course not.
So the test right here, out of the gate, before we even do the taste test, is what will the inside packaging look like? I pray, because I'll tell you what, if we open this up and what's inside does not look like on this box, then I think we're being made fools of. And you know what they say? Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on George Bush. And we are not going to be made fools of. Not here. Not at our own worldwide headquarters.
I'll tell you right now.
Go ahead.
if the Nilla wafer on the inside does not resemble the Nilla wafer on the outside, I might not even taste the fucker. I might not even proceed.
Just a second to let that sit.
Not a statement I ever thought I'd hear myself make.
No, because we're provisionals. And provisionals, regardless of how they are feeling, never detour from the provisional path.
However,
in this instance, you're like, if you fuck me on this,
right?
Because this then it becomes personal.
That's the problem.
Nabisco's trying to fuck you.
I'm a professional.
Correct.
You claim to be professionals. We're meeting each other on the field of battle as professionals.
Mm-hmm.
If I show up in my,
we agreed to a sword fight.
Yes.
If you come in throwing plastic bags filled with shit,
we're not having this fight.
We're not fighting.
No.
You said it was going to be a sword fight.
Right. Not plastic bags, a shit fight.
Beat me with your sword, hand-to-hand, mano-a-mano combat?
Yeah.
That's one thing. But throwing shit bags on laughing, that's not a fight.
No.
I've come to kill. I didn't come to be laughed at.
I'm not
Those are two different things.
Totally different. I'm not a fucking clown.
No, do I look like a clown to you?
In a way.
Right.
Well, you're wearing the the shoes.
Sure. But my point is, I'm not a clown.
No.
I might look like a clown.
You dress like a clown.
Not who I am.
No. Who you are.
No, I'm a guy who rates snacks.
That's what you do.
That's what I do.
Who you are, what you're about.
Fucking clown.
Yeah.
I'm about respect for women.
You're about fucking, but...
But you can be a clown and have respect for women.
Of course. Some of the greatest clowns were all about respect for women.
Some of the greatest clowns were women.
Open her up.
Okay, moment of truth.
Case in point, my wife, by the way.
Hey, you're never going to hear me say that.
That bitch. But what I'm about is respect for women.
No, respect for women. Clearly you're about respect for women.
So, if you don't know, the Nilla wafer comes in a foil bag.
Simple, clean foil bag. Simple packaging.
Yeah, I would have thought it was in like a wax paper bag. But
it
comes in a foil bag. I'm assuming that's for freshness. Tom's just removed one of the Nilla wafers.
Looks like what it has on the cover.
Looks exactly like. Not
Thank
only
heavens
that,
they weren't tiny.
I believe they're life size. No, the one on the box is a little bit bigger.
I think the one on the box is a little bit bigger. Let me pick a couple out and see. But you can be excused for that.
Yeah, no, that
you're pushing your product.
Nobody
looks like what is in there.
You don't lose points for not having the same size cookie on the outside.
No,
that's
you
in
don't.
The inside.
No, you don't. It's a simple picture.
If it had said actual size,
oh, then you'd be taking the task. But no, it doesn't say that. And here's this is with a modicum of relief that I espouse that these two are the same. The
picture and the product
likeness
are identical.
Thank heavens for that.
Oh, goodness.
Because it was going to be really rough.
I didn't want to have to go through what I thought I was going to have to go
you
through.
You said, I might not even taste it.
I think I said, I won't even taste
and
it.
And you might have found yourself having a few sleepless nights over that. You would have been in the right, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But you don't want to be pushed to the brink like that.
No, that's don't.
No.
Don't put me to the test.
No, the Cubans learned that, didn't they?
They sure did.
The Cubans learned
when
that.
When we fucking nuked them.
Ah, ha, ha, ha. Don't push them to the brink, JFK.
So, the Nilla wafer, as you probably know, it looks like a wafer. I mean, it's round, it's brown, it's flat on the bottom, curved at the top, and, I'd say it's about the size of a half dollar.
Yeah, that's right.
About the size of a half dollar, and about the same thickness as a half dollar.
About the same...
The fact that it's actually smaller...
It's not the same thickness as
whatever.
A half
dollar. The fact that it's actually smaller than the one on the box might be a good thing. I think you want your Nilla wafer a little on the small side. You don't want to feel obligated to get through too many Nilla wafers. Serving size is 8 of these little guys.
Serving size is 8? 8 wafers? That's a substantial serving size. 8 of them.
I think we could easily go through 8, possibly even 10.
Why do they call them Nilla?
Because I think it's short for vanilla because they smell like vanilla.
I'm pretty sure you could handle that one.
And they do smell like vanilla. Now, the question is there vanilla in the Nilla wafer, Tom?
This is my thing. Remember last week when I said there's no ginger in the Kind bars and you were like, shut your fat mouth, you dick.
Yep.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Because you were right and I was wrong. So I said, there's no ginger in here. There was ginger. So now I'm making doubly sure that there's no vanilla in the vanilla wafer. Which
and you're not finding it.
If there isn't, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, they don't call it vanilla wafer.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, I think we may have found out why.
You know what I call that in the legal game, Michael?
Shading the truth.
A loophole.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to just read this out because you tell me.
I don't know. It's a lot of ingredients. You're going to read the whole thing?
Oh, but quickly because you're really fast.
Like, I'll listen fast.
Sexually fast.
Well, that.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ingredients. Unbleached enriched flour, wheat flour, niacin, reduced iron, thiamine, mononitrate, vitamin, biotin, riboflavin, folic acid, sugar, soybean oil, high fructose corn syrup, partially hydrogenated cottonseed oil, whey for milk, eggs, natural and artificial flavor. There's room there, maybe.
Natural and artificial flavor.
Salt.
That's your
leavening,
vanilla.
Baking soda, calcium chloride, emulsifiers. But no vanilla.
No vanilla. Like, that's why they call it Nilla wafer.
But don't you think
they gotta?
They could put one drop in.
They have to.
And then.
Then you could call it vanilla wafer. I mean, you wouldn't because it's Nilla wafer.
What's interesting to me is, here's what I miss in this. Look at this. What do I miss in that?
The apostrophe.
Yeah, the apostrophe. Attaboy.
You want it to say apostrophe Nilla wafer.
Yeah, and
no.
Yet, folks, it doesn't. It just says N-I-L-L-A.
Because
like kind of some Mediterranean snack.
That's right. Because Nilla apostrophe implies vanilla. Nilla no apostrophe, they could make a strong case that no vanilla is implied. However, the Nilla wafer very much smells like vanilla. Those are your natural and artificial flavors. Mm-hmm. Why not just throw a little vanilla in there? Oh, it costs too much. Nabisco, we took you to task last time about this. The save in the shekels or the pesos.
Yeah.
You can't cut corners.
I feel like we have a classic case of corner cutting right here. And what started out so well is now taking a turn for the worst, I have to tell you.
A little bit. But
well,
it,
because
it's going to come
Nilla
down to the
wafer,
taste.
Look, let's, you know, this is the thing. Put the politics aside, folks. What matters? The country. So in this instance, like, Nilla wafers. What are you talking about? Vanilla. There, I said it.
Yeah, you said it.
Nilla wafers needs to have vanilla in it.
Particularly if you're going to say simple goodness.
And particularly if it tastes like vanilla.
If it says simple goodness to me.
And it's a Nilla wafer.
What you're implying is vanilla. Simply vanilla.
Yeah.
That's your flavor. That's where your flavor comes from. Not natural and artificial flavors.
Yeah.
That being said, it does smell like vanilla.
And it tastes like vanilla.
You've been eating it.
Put some vanilla in there.
What are your impressions on eating it?
Oh, I like it.
Mm-hmm. Nilla wafer, you could pop the whole thing in your mouth, but I think you'd be a jerk to do it.
You don't want to be a jerk, folks.
That's not the way you eat a Nilla wafer.
You want to be a jerk?
Unless.
Be a jerk.
Unless. The nice thing about the shape of a Nilla wafer is if you put the whole thing in your mouth, like so, you can kind of suck it against the roof of your mouth.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
But I think you're kind of a jerk to do so.
You don't want to be a jerk.
Nah.
You know what I do, Michael? I go thirds. I take a one-third bite.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got the two-thirds sitting there, and that's sort of my reward. Because I like a little heft in there. You know, I like to have it adds to my mouth feel. The dryness, whether you're dipping or not dipping, letting the saliva do its work, the dryness is pleasing. And overcoming the dryness is pleasing, and it gets triple or double pleasing when you got the big one in the mouth. You know about the big one in the mouth, it makes it double pleasing.
Big one in the mouth predated the big one. Which is 1914 to 1918.
Mm-hmm.
Big one in the mouth was 1913, I think March of 1913.
And sort of got the thunder taken away by the big one.
Yeah.
The big one in the mouth is sitting there going, what about me? Everyone's like, look, we're fighting over here. But.
Again, look, march of history.
Yeah. Evolution. What are you going to do? Evolution just keeps coming at you, Michael.
Here's the thing about the Nilla wafer. I think I'm probably on number 5 or 6. I'm probably almost at a serving size.
Yeah, me too. I thought serving the 8, I'm not going to eat 8 of these.
You could, easy.
I'm a good 5 in for sure. You really could. Well, this says something. We opened the box. We were relieved to see that the wafer, the actual wafer, resembled the likeness on the box. We thought, well, we'll have a couple. And this always marks an impressive evaluation when you're taking free bites. And I find myself like, I've already figured out what it is. I know where my rating's at. I know what the wafer is. I'm still eating them.
Yeah. If you're taking the free bite, what that means is exactly what you just said. You know where you are.
Right, right.
Now you're just taking free bites.
Now you're just taking free bites.
Now this is just pure enjoyment.
Now it's just like guys who love, and that's us, Michael. Like, we sure we do this podcast,
yeah,
but we're snacking all the time.
Oh, I'm snacking on air. I'm snacking off air.
Yeah.
I'm not a guy who's limiting his snacking to just when he's doing the podcast.
No.
This job isn't a job for me.
You couldn't.
It's a way of life.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's who we are.
Well,
right.
You know, who we are.
I'm a clown.
Yeah.
You're a guy who's getting shit kicked out in the locker room by a coach.
What we do is rate snacks. And what we're about, respect for women. So when we're snacking, it could be on, it could be off.
All the time.
Sometimes when I'm snacking, I try to turn off my snackologist brain and say, just snack.
It's hard to do.
Just snack. I can't do it.
You're always thinking.
I have to. Yeah. Because
thank heavens for this podcast. It gave us an outlet. Because we're always thinking about it. Before we started this podcast, you might recall, when we got together, we started snacking. We couldn't have been happier. Because we had someone to share the conversation with.
Yeah.
And we were always talking about it.
Yeah.
And we just thought, who are we to think this become this million-dollar cash cow for us?
Sometimes I miss those days. You know, it was a simpler time. You know, I didn't have the staff around me. I didn't have Mates Worldwide HQ.
It was just you and I popping the lid on something.
Great days.
Yeah, great days.
Great days. I think about that a lot. I still enjoy what I do. I love what I do.
I love it.
But now it's become a job, and it's become a responsibility. Mm-hmm. And I play it straight.
You got to play it straight.
But there are days when I wish it was just...
innocent days of youth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish it was just what I did.
Sure. Martin Sheen walking through a field of barley.
Yeah. Ratings?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Ratings now.
This gets to something we were talking about with the ginger snap. When we rated the ginger snap, I made a point, and it was a great point, that you don't want to replicate the homemade cookie if you're the corporate cookie maker, because you're going
to
fall short every time.
You
don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that.
You don't want to make...
You want to have your own version is what you're saying.
That's exactly right. You don't want to make the Nabisco ginger snap because people are going to be comparing it to grandma's ginger snap. Now, look.
You're going to lose that every time.
Look, you could start a small batch division Nabisco and you can get a bunch of dried up old bitches out there selling ginger snaps.
Yeah, you can get those bitches to sell your snaps.
But, you know, that's going to be a whole separate division.
No, and you might say that, you know, one of the reasons we're the best in the game, not that you'll hear us say that, is that we don't just rip someone apart. We offer a solution to what ails them. And that happened last week or whatever it was. Was it last week? Yeah,
3 weeks ago.
Yeah, with ginger snaps where we're like, look, you're screwing us. You're screwing America. Worse, you're screwing the children of America.
Yeah.
Because children just want some cookies. Who doesn't want cookies? It's as old as the Uyghurs. Cookies for children. Instead of just eviscerating them for taking advantage of that, we gave them a solution. You start your
small batch division.
Small batch division.
You take
and
a
it was
corner.
A brilliant idea.
You take a corner of the factory floor.
Yeah,
you bring
it's not
some
being used anyway.
You bring some dried up old bitches in there. Some grandmas. You bring some help dogs in there. You know, some comfort dogs. You throw some nickels their way.
What are the comfort dogs again?
What are they?
What are the comfort dogs?
Because these grandmas, they like to pet the dogs when they come in. You know, it makes them feel good.
Who likes to pet the dogs?
The dried up old grandma, those bitches, you know, they like to pet
the ones that are going to be selling the stuff, selling the wares.
Well, you don't have them where
you go to a fair with these.
We don't have the comfort dogs where they're making the cookies. It's in the break room.
Oh no! You don't no. That dog, you kidding me? No, the dogs will eviscerate the bitches. It'll be awful. And listen, when we talk about these bitches, understand, Michael and I, what we're about,
respect for women.
Yes,
I'm just talking about grandmas. I'm talking about these dried up old bitches who are going to make these cookies, these ginger snaps.
And then sell them at like a local fair.
Local fair. You get
package them up. You put them on a couple of folding card tables.
Yeah.
Get them out there.
Making money hand over fist.
Boom.
You don't need to do that with Nilla wafers because nobody's comparing the corporate Nilla wafer to the homemade Nilla wafer because there's no homemade Nilla wafer to compare it to.
Nilla wafer.
Nobody's waking up and saying, I'm going to make some Nilla wafers.
I made some wafers.
What?
Kids, let's make some wafers.
No,
it's a rainy day.
No, fuck you, Mom. Fuck you, Dad. Go fuck yourself.
Kids, we're going to make some wafers
today. Fuck you, Mom.
But don't you kids want to stay in and make... Ow, no. Right, that's what would happen.
Yeah, you get punched in the fucking throat. You punch your mom in the fucking... Hey, kids, listen to me. If you're listening to this, don't do that. That's not right. Don't punch your mom in the throat.
Don't punch your mom in the fucking
throat. We're about respect for women.
That's what we're about. Don't punch anybody in the throat. It really hurts to get punched in the throat.
Don't do that.
Unless they're asking for it.
If they're asking for it, you do it.
Yeah, forget about it. You kidding me? Not for nothing.
Not for nothing, you punch them in the fucking throat.
Somebody tells you that's not gravy, that's sauce, punch them in the fucking throat.
But nobody's making the homemade Nilla wafer.
No,
that's
so fine.
Why.
So that crisis is averted.
You're setting the standard with your Nilla wafer. Oh. Now, are people going to like the Nilla wafer? Clearly they are. You've been around for years. You've been around for decades, Nilla wafers, and there's a reason for it. Simple goodness. I feel like you used to have the apostrophe. I feel like you used to have the apostrophe.
So. Let's shoot this out to R&D for a second, because I agree with you, Michael. I feel like back in the day, and then somebody said, probably Clem... Somebody said, we can save ourselves a penny, a box, if we don't have any vanilla in here. So what are we going to replace it with, Clem? Artificial. Artificial what? Artificial flavoring. I mean, at that point then, the apostrophe's gone, and then it's just Nilla wafer. Ain't nobody can take him to court over Nilla wafer. Am I right about that, Michael?
Oh, you're so right.
Yeah.
You're so right.
But everybody knows what it's supposed to be. A simple vanilla wafer. Simple goodness. And so, well, for me, Michael, when it comes to the rating of it,
yeah.
I don't rate a snack, and you know this. I mean, you know this 10 ways to Sunday. You know that I don't rate a snack according to the ingredients.
Yeah.
I don't.
All right. Here's an interest. Here's I have some information for you.
God, wow. Those our R&D department.
Yeah, they're unbelievable.
They're sitting here with their pens and their notebooks, their smart pads, their tablets, just hanging on our every word, and we don't give them much to do.
Yep.
They want to do stuff. They're so eager. Becky, have you met anyone any more eager than Becky?
Which one is Becky?
One of the ones.
I don't know.
I don't know. There's like 7 to 10 of them hanging on our every word.
Becky, he's just eager. Becky, raise your hand. Okay.
There, that's Becky.
Yes.
So that's Becky.
I have met you. Have we met?
Wipe that smile off your face, Becky.
Becky,
he's not
I
trying
swear to
be
God,
funny.
This isn't comedy time. Nobody's laughing over
this
here.
This is serious, Becky.
This is ratings.
Oh, now you're laughing harder.
Jesus Christ.
You know
Before
what?
We get to ratings,
do you, like
you can
your
smile,
job?
You can laugh, you can do whatever you want.
When Michael and I, being the best in the business, say something hilarious, smile then. But when we were talking about something serious, when it's ratings time, don't smile. You don't see any of the viewers, hashtag viewers, smiling, do you?
No. Can't see them at all. There's a reason for that.
We're doing, this is a podcast. That's
right. Why. Stupid. Nilla.
Go on.
Is a shortened version of vanilla.
This is who says this?
This is from the research that I got.
Oh, the R&D that Becky handed you. Okay, yes. Good. Well, I guess that's what we've been saying the whole time.
We've been saying that, but here's the interesting part. First of all... registered in 1967.
I would have thought...
A little older, 40s,
yeah,
50s.
Yeah. I would have gone back even further.
Most interesting...
I would have even said 40s.
Nilla wafers have been flavored with synthetic vanillin since their introduction.
So they never...
They were never vanilla wafers.
Well, that makes me feel a little bit better.
A little bit.
I feel like because what I was worried is like halfway through their run, they thought we can save a few pennies...
No. Right from the get-go, we're going to cheap out on these fuckers.
So I don't mind that.
No.
That was their mission statement.
They were honest about it.
Yeah.
In a way.
And they never called themselves vanilla.
Nope.
Because they knew they'd get hammered by guys like us.
Nilla wafers.
They probably had a soothsayer going, in the future there will be people who review snacks. And people said, that's crazy. That'll never be a thing. But the soothsayer said to them, one day it will come to pass.
It's unbelievable to me that Nabisco has a soothsayer on staff, but thank God they do.
Well, back in the day, everyone had a soothsayer. Or at least 80% of the companies had a soothsayer.
Simple goodness, you could also change that to close enough to vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
And it is.
It is, because it tastes like vanilla.
It sure does.
It's only our crack research, our unerring nose and taste that has outed the fact that there's no vanilla in it.
Not a drop of it.
But like I was about to say, Michael, I don't read it for the ingredients. It's all about the taste for me. Mm-hmm. You know, and vanilla, this could not be a more right down the pipe rating for me. It simple, clear, vanilla, middle of the pack, 5.
So funny. So funny. Because I said to you something earlier.
Uh-huh.
I said, Tom, you consistently rate snacks exactly 1 point lower than I rate snacks.
And I said that's preposterous.
Preposterous, you said.
I said preposterous.
As I'm thinking of my rating, mm-hmm. I'm thinking to myself, you know what? Nilla wafers, you are simple goodness.
Uh-huh.
You say you're a Nilla wafer, you're exactly
you
a wafer.
You are a Nilla wafer.
You say you're simple, you are simple.
You are
you say
simple.
You're goodness to me, yeah, you're pretty good.
You are goodness.
Six.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.